There are so many issues that affect this, are affected by the Supreme Court. Of course, there's LGBT issues. There's women's issues, of course, generally. There's voting rights issues. There's Citizens United about government money going into government elections. It's every issue you could have for voting against somebody. It means you'd have to be foremost for all those issues on that person's side to vote for them. It just seems to me the onus is on the person who wants to get confirmed. It's much harder to get confirmed than not confirmed. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, what we're looking for, I mean, even at Emily's list, is we're going to have a hearing. We've got a lot of questions. The American people have a lot of questions. Trump made it clear that he was going to appoint a judge for this position that was going to dismantle Roe v. Wade. That alone is a huge question. That is the law of the land. It is settled law. And we need to know as women and as families in this country where he stands on that. But also on voting rights, civil rights, workers' rights, what he's going to do with corporate America. There's a lot of questions here.
Stephanie, you and I know each other. And you also know what Trump said when I asked him about abortion rights and women. And he said in his first impulsive answer to me, he later cleaned it up, women should be punished. And yet everybody saw that. Everybody in America probably saw that comment by him. And he won. What do you say to voters out there that went out and supported a guy who said something like that, given the Supreme Court nomination coming up?
Yeah, I mean, during the election, fight. He also talked about a Muslim ban, and people around the country who voted for him didn't think that was real. And look at what we're dealing with, a Muslim ban.
They didn't?
This is exactly—
They didn't think he'd do it when he said he'd do it?
I think that's a lot of voters. And you can see already with his disapproval numbers over 50 that this is not where America is.